First up on the agenda is the approval of minutes from last meeting. I'll provide that chance to read those, and if everything's okay, there's motion for approval. Okay, motion, is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor of approving this, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Next up is all business and project update with Laura.
Okay, we're going to start out with the City of Evansville, Washington Avenue, Weinbach Avenue intersection improvement. And according to NDOT's website, the proposed letting date has been pushed back to December 10th of this year. The city is still working on right-of-way acquisition. On page 2, for the Pickens Creek Greenway Passage Project, specifically the State Road 66 Wood Expressway Pedestrian Overpass, this project has been added to NDOT's website with a proposed letting date of December 10th of this year. For the combined Evansville-Vandenberg sign inventory and replacement project, both the city and county sign replacement projects have been added to NDOT's website with proposed letting dates of February 4th of next year. T-Couple Safe Route to School, this project has been added to NDOT's website with a proposed letting date of March 4th of next year. For Vandenberg County projects and the Burkhart Road, Virginia Street intersection improvement, the consultant is working on finalizing right-of-way acquisition. The project is currently scheduled for letting on September 10th. For the Green River Road widening from Miller Street to Kansas, construction is underway and the contract completion date is currently set for June 1st of next year. For the Maryland Street Bridge over Pigeon Creek, bids will be open May 13th, and if acceptable, the contract will be awarded May 20th. For the town of Newburgh, we have the Newburgh Sign Replacement Project, and NDOT is abandoning the fourth account approach for project execution. Therefore, this project will be resubmitted as an RFP and go through the normal bid letting process. On page 4 for NDOT projects for the U.S. Highway 41 Lloyd Expressway Interchange, at the letting in January, all bids came in over the engineer's estimate. NDOT is working closely with the City of Evansville to make the contract more successful when it is rebid, which is scheduled for August later this year. Ongoing preparation work, including demolition and utility relocation, will continue until the contract is awarded and full-scale construction begins. The anticipated date for the modification interchange will open to traffic has not changed and is scheduled for the fall of 2015.
Laura,
yes.
This project is being needed, Ron?
They didn't say that specifically, but I would think that they would have to amend something to contain that. Yeah. Page 5, the City of Henderson, Green River Road from Osage Drive to Woods Point Drive. The project has been posted for bids with the response date set for May 13th. And that's all the information I have. Any questions or discussion about any of those?
There's no questions. We'll move on to the next item, and that's the Transportation Alternatives Program project application.
Last month, we brought you the draft Transportation Alternatives Program application to review. We did not receive any comments or questions, so there have not been any changes to the application. And once the application is approved, we will going to call the project out later this month, and we'll come back at the beginning meeting to kind of update everybody on where the call is. We are working on the application guide, the guidelines. We're just about finished with that. I have a draft here if anyone wants to see how it is up to this point. Then it will be completed when we're going to call the project out later this month. So once anyone has any questions, we request your approval on the application.
I have one question. That application, I'm sorry, I've seen it. Is this specific for any end project within the... Within MPO with boundaries. That program.
Do I else have any questions for Harry? If not, it is a motion to approve.
Someone.
Got motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Next up on the agenda is new business. I'm going to go ahead and do new business. Did you see any of this? Seeing none, is there any public comment?
Well, we got one. Brent Schmidt is our new Edinburgh City Engineer, replacing Pat Keeper. John would like to pass the question.
Is there a motion that you have?
So, welcome, Brent.
Should we go around and come in?
Yes, I think it would be a good idea to go around so we can...
Mike Rickards, American Machine.
Sounds about right, but that is not.
Joe Hardy, Westside Improvement Association.
Mike Phelps, CHA Consulting.
John Pickosick, David Matthews Associates, Fraser.
Beth Jones, KYDC Central Office.
Andy Paul, KYDC District 2.
Carrie Aitken with NPO.
Laura Lamb with NPO.
Ron London, Ed Meyer.
Tom Stoll, County Attorney.
Say it, you can say MPO.
Aaron Madden, MPO.
Jason Lynn, KYDC.
Richard Young, MPO. MPO. Rob Jacobs, MPO.
Julie Lyon, Melbourne.
He previously was with INDOT, so he's really familiar with most of our project. And he's a Marvay grad and going back home.
Welcome back.